My name is Colin Caulfield, Land Sergeant, 1st Battalion Scots Guards. I'm from a town called, well, City Call, Sunderland. I'm a multiple 2IC for Blackjack 16. I'm basically, obviously, on the ground. Obviously, I'm second in command of a three vehicle patrol or 14 to 16 man patrol due to the areas where we go. Basically, we're just out on patrol to make sure the local. A lot of population around here getting what they need. Obviously, cause we've made them promises that they're getting wells built, which they have been doing. Basically, make sure there's nothing. Obviously, no like IDs being laid, ready for obviously ISAF movement around the area. Check on the ANA checkpoints, making sure they've got everything that they need, i.e., water, night optic material, and so on. Yeah, the local population around here. Like when we turn up, they always greet us and offer us food and things like that. When we first got here, it was a bit quiet. Obviously, now that we've made the we told them that we'd get them wells built and things like that, navigation ditches, it's happened. So we've got them on side, and it's been quite good since we've been here. Yeah, the patrol outside the checkpoint, we patrol up there, check all the culverts, make sure the barbed wire hasn't been removed. If it has, we'll get in there, and we'll check for, obviously, IEDs such as, and anything that looks untoward, we'll check it. We'll obviously get the Valum teams out and ready the ground. If it's clear, it's clear. We do that every day. We haven't had any problems since. Yeah, basically everything we're doing out here, they did, obviously down in Thetford. Obviously ID training was a big thing, which is coming handy big out here. And obviously getting used to the Afghan people as well, obviously, because we have people come from Afghanistan and speak to us, which was a good thing. But I think we've built it up mostly ourselves from when we first started. We've made our own decision on which way to treat them and things like that, you know. And other than that, we've got them on side, hopefully. Well, I know we have. And keep going like that. Yeah, when I get back to the UK, I'm looking forward to sitting in the house, locking the doors and not doing anything. Having a drink of beer. Obviously, I'm going on R&R this weekend. And my wife's due to drop his second child. So I've got a lot of things to look forward to, actually.